back. Crossover, fires away. Wow! Another three from Curry. Bang! Exclamation point.
Now I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. It's simple.
Well, LeBron might be the best player in the world, but we've got the best commentator in the world, and we've got the number one basketball fan in the world, Nigel Purchase. G'day, Nigel.
G'day, KV. Great to be on.
He is the best player in the world at the moment. I don't think there's any doubt in that, is there, even though Steph Curry won the MVP?
Yeah, I think that most people in the basketball world would agree with that. He certainly backs himself up, and those here in Australia hearing that would be thinking, you know, what a bit of a tosser, but he certainly backs it up, does LeBron James, and I don't think people over there would be saying anything other than just completely agreeing with him. He's sensational and he's got all the skills, is, you know, arguably the best athlete in the world as well. So, yeah, LeBron's got it going, but they did lose the game, and it all comes down to winning, KB, at this point of the NBA Finals.
That's not unusual, though, for American sports people to say they're the best. They're sort of brought up to say they're the best. If they think they're the best, they just tell people they're the best player in the world, or they're in awe of themselves. That's nothing unusual with that, is there?
No, there's nothing unusual with that. And you know what? If LeBron James wasn't backing it up on the floor, then I think most people would give him a bit of curry, pun intended there, KB. But he's definitely the best player in the world. And you know, but I think right now the main thing for him is to try and get that W. They head back to Cleveland for the game tomorrow morning our time. And you know, for me, the tactics of Blatt and the tactics of Kerr and what's going to happen next game is going to be really interesting. And you know, of course, our own Andrew Bogut didn't even hit the floor the other day, and you know, whether he's going to get time or what's going to happen at both ends of the floor is really interesting right now.
What's his future then, Andrew Bogut? If they're playing for the finals and he can't get any court time whatsoever, what's his future at the Warriors?
Oh, his future's still really good. Essentially, what it comes down to, KD, is matchup. And Bogut's a banger, you know, against a bigger body like the likes of the Gasol brothers or, you know, Dwight Howard. He becomes a really important player. But just essentially based on the way they match up, he's kind of out of position and a bit of a, not a dinosaur, but he's just not suited for this style of play. And Mogdov at the other end of the floor for the Cavs, he's very mobile and very quick. And like I said to you the other day, Bogut's really been a step or two behind the play.
So disappointing, I think, for those who have been following Bogut's career. And, you know, and he's been a great contributor to 11-16 SEN on Morning Glory as well. We would have liked to have seen him play some major role, at least play a major role in this final series. A bit like Dellavedova's played a major role. It's been fantastic to follow his exploits, but it has been disappointing for Bogut. I mean, surely he's got to be disappointed. I know there's no sort of matchup you're suggesting, Nigel, but, you know, when you're not in the starting lineup anymore, I think that's disappointing.
Yeah, I think Bogut's been saying all the right things and saying, you know, team first, get the win, all this sort of thing. But you can sort of watch him on the sideline. You can tell that he's a bit disappointed he's not out there. And it must hurt him because, you know, all athletes really want to get out there and compete and contribute. And no matter what he says, the fact that he's sitting on the bench and watching these guys ply their trade at the absolute pinnacle of the sport must be difficult for him to accept it. Nevertheless, KB, it comes down to the wins, and that's part of professional sport, whether it's in the NBA or the AFL or whatever league. You know, the team comes first. If your role and what you can do doesn't suit, then you'll be on the bench.
Now, I know defence is very, very important in basketball, but I reckon if you've got the best shooter in the world, and they've got Steph Curry, who can shoot these amazing three-pointers, is basketball a game for shooters, Nigel? If you've got the best shooters in the world, you can take on anyone. Because I was watching Dellavedova the other night, and he couldn't play him any closer. But as he ran around his teammates, they'd stand there and they'd block Dellavedova. Then he'd get past that one and get blocked by another one, blocked by another one. Then finally they give it to Curry, who's on an impossible angle outside the three-point line, and goes bang and puts it in the net. And puts it in the basket. So
watching this,
if he's hot, is basketball really, is it a game just for shooters? You have the best shooters, you will win.
No, well, there's some merit in that, but there's also, you know, it's hard to just say that as a blanket statement and say the best shooter's going to win the game. It really comes down to who plays the game generally as good as they possibly can. And you watch Dellavedova, play against Steph Curry. He's playing his guts out, KV. And like I said the other day, we should all be very, very proud of what Matthew Dellavedova is doing over there and up against the the best scorer in the world, I would dare say. But if you have a look at it, KB, and it's just like it's watching watching tennis. You know, Wimbledon's coming up, or watching the AFL, or watching soccer. It is the absolute best players going at each other. And there was a few phases or play phases in the game yesterday where it's Matthew Dellavedova. There's an on-ball screen set for him, and he's fighting over and under the screens, and he's trying to stay with Steph Curry, and Steph Curry's doing step backs and putting the ball between his legs and crossovers, etc. And he just launches this really quick release shot, and it goes in, and you sit back and you think, well, this is, regardless as to who you barrack for, it is just amazing, amazing sport. And for this bloke to be able to knock down those threes as he does with Matthew Dellavedova being one of the best players in the world right now from a defensive point of view, it's just fantastic sport, KB. And then LeBron comes down and launches a shot from 2 or 3 metres behind the NBA three-point arc, and it goes in. And it is just such great sport. And my sport, basketball, the spectacle is really, I can't think of a better scenario. They've got Metallica playing before the game. They've got fantastic commentators in Mark Jackson and Van Gundy. And they've got, the best athletes in the world. And their skill is out of this world, KB. And it's just... It really is just one of those NBA finals that I haven't seen before. And I think the fact that we've got a couple of Aussie boys in there playing has sort of made it even more special.
The message bank says you don't understand, KB. It's a 7-game series and a matchup. Well, I know it's a 7-game series. And the matchup is they're playing the same side in the best of those 7 games. And that is Andrew Bogut is not in their best lineup to actually play against this opposition that they're up against. So I just find that disappointing because I thought he was one of the best players and in the competition, yet you get to the finals, and he's not good enough to play. Simple as that. He's not good enough to play. He's not good enough.
Well, here's another thing, and all the coaches out there playing.
LeBron's good enough to play. Steph Curry's good enough to play. Bogut's not good enough to play.
But it comes down to tactics, KB, and maybe what might happen is Steve Kerr might say, well, okay, we sat Bogut this that game. Mate, let's chuck him in there and see what he can do and see if he can actually have a crack, and maybe he can change the tone of the series. But for me, the actual tactics that these coaches are putting into play makes it even more special as well. But okay. Andrew Bogut's making his millions and millions of dollars, KV, and he's getting paid, but it still does hurt the fact that he's not getting or didn't get any minutes in the game prior. But it doesn't take away from the series, KV, and we've got our Matthew Dellavedova to watch out there.
Okay, well, let's hope it goes down to the 7th game. Nigel, always great to catch up. We'll speak soon.
Thank you, sir.